Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us an opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. You're halfway to the weekend and I love it. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
What's happening?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex D on social media.
What up?
On 97.1 Amp Radio. That's how you can look us up. Oh, you got a healthy breakfast today.
Yeah.
A little salad action. No cup of noodles.
That salad ain't open yet. Give her a minute.
She's got chips over there, too. Yeah. I'm telling on her.
Healthy,
oh, okay. That'll clean you out.
She'll have a cup of noodles by 8 a.m.
Did you say they have flaxseed?
Yeah.
I took a note from Paul.
We spoke to Paul Flart yesterday. If you don't know who Paul Flart is, please follow him on Instagram.
Arch nemesis.
He's in a battle right now between Chelsea and him on who has the most followers on the gram. They're in like the 90,000s. But anyways, he became famous for farting at work and then got fired because he was a security guard.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, he said his secret is...
flaxseed.
Flaxseed.
Mm-hmm. Flaxseed's doing it for him.
Yep.
So, Alex D, are you going to make a run for Paul Flart?
No, I'm trying to make a run for Chelsea.
Yes!
If you do, just step outside the studio, please. Thank you.
What do you mean? You're going to fart on her social media? That's a confusing statement you did, and then Chelsea's excited about it.
Well, I think what she meant to say is that she's on Team Chelsea, right? Okay.
That's what I want to make a run for Chelsea means?
Running for me, like, yeah, just accept it. It's early, okay?
Translate it, please.
I know. I knew she meant.
Shoot us a call or text at 877-971-HITS. Tamara is waiting there for you. Thank you, Tamara. Good morning to you. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for that Amp Mini Mix coming at you at 7:15 in the morning. And I wanted to bring this up because it's come up a couple of times now. And maybe for those of you that are listening right now, it's come up amongst your friends or whatever. And it has to do with the way you text, right? So a couple of times it's been brought up now that certain people in the studio hate it. Can't stand it. Hate it when you text... hey, how are you with just the letter U instead of spelling Y-O-U? And it's like they hate that we just use the letter U.
See, I hate that you're just bothering me with that dumb question.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, hey, how are you? Come up with something better to write.
I'm just giving an example, bro. You know what I'm saying? Chelsea, does it bother you?
No, I would say it doesn't because I've gotten really lazy with my texting. Now, when I say though, I just do T-H-O. Like, we don't have time. We're busy people. We don't have time to spell it all out.
Who
you know?
Was it that was super bothered by it? Was it Alex D?
Yeah, it was me.
Alex, get over here. Alex, you jump on the mic with us real quick.
I've never minded. I don't mind people abbreviating. I probably just won't get back to you because I don't really feel like answering that useless question.
All right, it's not how are you, but anyways, why does it bother you so much that people just text the letter U rather than writing out Y-O-U on a text?
Because do you remember when text messages, like you actually had to pay per text, it was 10 cents a message? Make it worth it. Like, don't text the letter U. Wait, that's not even worth a penny.
You're like,
Make it worth it.
The youngest person in the studio. When did you get all curmudgeon and get off my yard?
No, that's always been a thing because I always used to get in trouble with texting. My dad took it off my phone like 8 times.
Jealous.
Just because
when that was happening, you swear you were paying your cell phone bill.
No, I wasn't.
Exactly. Also, where does this come from?
That's when the U started because you had to T9 your way through that thing with your thumb. You had to click. That's just two clicks on that TUV.
No, just make
boom,
it worth
boom.
It. No, make the text worth it. If it's 10 cents, make it worth 10 cents.
Oh
makes
my
me so mad.
I didn't know this.
I hate it a lot.
Like inspired by economy and whatnot.
Yeah, make it worth your money.
All right, cool.
Well, that was great.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it. I love that you put so much passion into keep saying yesterday. I hate it when people do that. I can't stand it. So now we know why.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This is interesting right here, guys. Two college students pranked a McDonald's restaurant, and it lasted 53 days. Until now that the prank has now gone viral, and there's even a YouTube video about it, and they've tweeted about it. So basically, it's these two cats, right? They're homies. One of their names is Maravilla, and his homie is Christian. Both 25. They're both Filipino-Americans, and they're out of the University of Houston. By the way, the guy's name is Maravilla, which in Spanish means Mr. Marvelous.
Oh, wow.
Talk right. about that. Okay. Mr. Marvelous.
Professional wrestler.
Right, exactly, right? So they walked into a Mickey D's by their university, and they were sitting down, and they were looking around. They noticed, like, all the posters that are up. You know how you see people eating McDonald's? It's part of the marketing campaign.
Yeah, always out in the community having the best day of their life, yeah. which is I've never seen in my life.
And everybody's super fit.
I was going to say,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying in the poster?
Just like, I mean.
Wait a minute.
I don't care about, like, the food, but no one eats fast food and, like, strolls through a park with a burger in their hand. It's like you do it in your car,
yeah.
feverishly stuffing your face after you got it.
Right. So what they noticed is, like, yo. There's no representation for Asian Americans or anything like that. So what they ended up doing is they went to the Goodwill. They found McDonald's employee t-shirts that they bought for $7. They threw it on and they ended up doing a photo shoot of themselves eating McDonald's by themselves and then printed out a huge poster, went in as employees and put the poster up on the wall inside the McDonald's restaurant. Of themselves eating Mickey D's.
Right, like they are literally, it looks just like a poster you would see in a McDonald's. Because two dudes strolling through a park on a Sunday afternoon, Big Macs in hand.
The graphics they use, the way they edited the picture looks exactly like the other posters in there. Nobody noticed.
Wow.
For 53 days until Mr. Marvelous and Christian tweeted out about it. And now it's gone viral. And when they got interviewed by the news, like, yo, why did you guys do this? Check this out.
I hope this can open the eyes of McDonald's and their corporation to actually show more people like me, Asians, in there.
Isn't that dope?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I kind of just wish he would have been like, because it's funny. I mean, there is some social message, but it still is just funny.
It's
really flat out just a funny thing to do.
The franchise owner right there said, we take pride in highlighting diversity in every aspect of our restaurants. We applaud these students' creativity and hope to see them in our restaurants again soon. Yeah, they were on a picture for 53 days and you didn't notice it, bro.
Did they leave it up?
As of right now,
you have to leave it up, Brian.
When
you become that McDonald's with the phony picture in it.
Yeah, exactly.
We did that to a comedy club once in Seattle when I was first starting out in stand-up. We just put random headshots on the headshot wall, like take them over someone else's. And we had one that was in there for 3 months, and it was the headshot of Jesus. Just like a painting of Jesus just slid over somebody else's headshot.
That he performed at that comedy club at some point?
The owner never noticed. Never noticed.
All right, man. Now we're going with the Damn He Dumb story of the day Brian is bringing to us.
Damn He Dumb.
Break it down, bro.
This one's coming out of Mexico City, and believe it or not, people stealing hearses with bodies inside has happened more than once.
Wow.
Wait, what?
That's happened more than once. I was Googling more details in the story, and it actually happened in 2014 here in South Los Angeles. For the life of me, I can't figure out, like, you really need a car if you're going to steal a hearse, right? So anyways, what happened?
And what kind of car? It's not just any car, you know?
Because, right. What would you do after you steal a hearse?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't turn it into,
it's a food truck.
It's
so obvious.
The creepiest car ever.
You can't, like, serve sandwiches out of the back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So what happened was, is Mexico City, there was a 40-year-old individual going by the name of Anibal Sal N, is the name he gave the police, and the name they're reporting right now. He was at a hospital and saw keys left in the hearse and decided to take the hearse. Now, he did not know that the hearse had the body of an 80-year-old man who'd passed away in nearby Guadalajara and was being taken to a funeral home, like in the back into his hometown. Just he passed away in the hospital.
Yeah.
So he had no idea that the body was in the in the back of the car, which has to be the creepiest thing ever.
Dude, that's bad luck too. That he is so haunting you for the rest of your life, you know? Like
when you're sleeping, he's gonna be pulling your feet.
Yeah, or
for
sure. Or he's like, yeah, one last joyride. Get me out of that stupid hospital. My family left me here.
You know why the keys were left in the hearse?
Because no one takes a hearse.
Exactly. Who the hell is
I thought you were going to tell a joke. Do you know why the keys were left in the hearse? That's how you just said it. I was like, what's the punchline?
Spooky car to steal.
Yeah.
Ooh. So anyways, here you go, Anibal.
Damn, he dumb.
Wow.
Just for you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy hump day. 6:38. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And I know the question that's on your mind right now as you're battling traffic. Should I not get a colonic today?
Every single day, man.
You know, you're just battling. You see traffic being jammed and you're like,
yep. I feel jammed inside.
Not anymore, right? Are you jam free?
I'm not. I'm just thinking what people are probably thinking.
If you are,
I felt that way yesterday.
Our girl Chelsea got her first colonic yesterday.
I did.
How was that experience, Chelsea? Like, for real, on the real talk.
Honestly, it was a little nerve wracking because obviously it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But I feel really light today.
Wow.
You know, I let a lot out, and it was cool. I definitely recommend it. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just going through that process of cleansing your body, and
they suck out like crayon wrappers and stuff you've eaten when you were like 8 years old and it was stuck to the inside of your intestines.
That's a funny vision. It's like all different colors coming out. But no, I mean,
like pennies, everything, like, you swallowed as a child, gum.
Well, think about it, because there's just stuff stuck in there, you know, toxins. And
how often do they recommend that somebody should get a colon?
Well, I think they were saying like you should do three within like 3 weeks. Just to kind of like initial, if you've never had it done before, you should get three.
Was there
in
a
3 weeks.
Groupon for this thing or what?
Actually, there are. I looked yesterday. But yeah, so just to kind of like get cool. it out there at first. And then after that, I think it just depends on your digestive system and what you're kind of dealing with. But
so bottom line, you recommend it?
I do. Cool. I think it's cool. I mean, I'll let you guys know in a week how I'm feeling, but I feel good today. Like, definitely. I ate a lot of food when I was home in Michigan, so it was kind of one of those things where I was like, it's nice to sort of feel like I'm getting rid of it.
The cleanse.
It's hard to get over the stuff in the tube up the butt thing, though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's never.
For those of you that don't know what a colonic is.
That's what happens. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, don't go in thinking they're just going to, like, wish it out of you.
I know, because I kind of, not that you forget, but I was sort of like.
Oh, you don't forget that.
Well, no. But going into it yesterday, I was like, oh yeah, I want to like cleanse myself. And then when I got there, I was like, oh, I forgot that needs to happen. Like, that's going to definitely happen.
Stick a pressure washer in your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got through it.
Absolutely, man. Hey, if you want a more natural cleanse without the butt situation, I'll text me at 877-971-HITS. I'll let you know of a good taqueria on Broadway in downtown.
I didn't know where that was going.
Right. Someone with a nice BC rating on it.
I didn't know where you were going to go with that one.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Kanye West has been very busy on Twitter this morning.
You cannot give me any advice.
Yep. He went on quite the rant, you guys, apologizing.
No.
Listen, though.
Kanye
on
a rant?
Listen, though. This time he's apologizing to Drake for a number of things. First, he said sorry to Drake for releasing his album, Ye, in the same month Drake released his chart-topping record, Scorpion.
I think he's good on that.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't think that affected
Drake.
Drake's fine.
And then he brought up, obviously, all the Pusha T drama from the summer that went down. He said he shouldn't have been involved in any of the songs that had negative energy towards Drake, and also said that he never listened to either diss track but he said he did hear quotes from both songs after the fact, which I don't think I believe. If he was part producer of that album.
Right, like you got to be in the studio, right? Like EQing all the vocals and things?
Right.
Well, maybe he was there physically.
he just checked out.
I'm just saying, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his mind.
He was distracted by his Twitter rants, you know? And then he also straight up denied that he told Pusha T about Drake's son, who obviously at the time was a secret, so that was like the big controversy. But he said, I did not tell Pusha T about your son. We did not have a conversation about it. And then he ended the rant saying, I love you and I love Pusha, and we all have an admiration for each other's craft.
There it is.
Kanye West being positive.
He sounds scared.
You think,
like, terrified. Yeah, I mean, I think he just hasn't had quite all the, like, he put out all this stuff he thought was going to be game-changing. Like, he was really like, I'm going to change the game with how these songs are being released seven at a time. And it just wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake's is just, like, destroying right now. And it just seems like to me, he's like, okay, let's not get a battle I don't want to be in.
Well, and he's kind of been on this apology tour, right? Ever since the meltdown he had at TMZ.
Right.
And then, you know, all this diss track situation. So I think he's finally realizing, like, yo, I said some bogus stuff. I've been doing some crazy things. Like, all right, that's not really me. So he's kind of going on this apology tour, and hopefully, you know, things work out better for him.
Yeah. Nothing screams like genuine, like Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the way to do it. Is it too late now to say
sorry? I don't think it's ever too late.
No. That's good. That's a good one. Nicki Minaj appeared on Ellen yesterday and slammed Travis Scott again. First, I'll eat your brain. Saying she wanted to slap him for having the number one album over her album, Queen. She said, and she's kind of said this before already on her radio show, but she, you know, she felt like she was being played and bullied because he gave his fans a free download when they bought merchandise and tickets to his yet-to-be-announced tour. So she felt like he wasn't directly selling his music, and that's what she's all about.
So basically she's mad because he out-marketed her.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I mean, bullied seems like the wrong choice of words there. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Is, you know, Kylie Jenner Jenner is a monster on all on social media platforms. Why wouldn't she help Travis Scott?
And Kylie Jenner tweeted out the link, and that's why she was upset about that. But she also said it was important for her to stand up for herself in the situation.
I started from nothing. I get it. But I don't like being bullied, and I don't like being taken advantage of. And sometimes people use scare tactics against you because they know, especially as a black woman, that people will call you angry or bitter. And so now it's almost like we're not allowed to defend ourselves or stand up for ourselves. And that's, I'm not going to have that.
Don't have it.
No.
So I think she's just taking it very personal. So yeah, maybe he did outmarket her, but I think she feels specifically like they planned to release these
the album.
Well, not even the album, but release the free links around the same time she released her album. So
I think she's taking herself too serious. I mean, she's been like firing off at people on social, so maybe she feels attacked there and bullied there. But in terms of Travis Scott, I don't really think he even acknowledged it. He just outdid her.
Absolutely. But you guys, the most interesting part I have to say about the interview she did with Ellen was that she talked about her her sex life, specifically how many times a day she needs to, you know, get intimate with her significant other.
All right. You enjoy exercising 3 times a day. And
yes, if you have someone that you don't see on a regular basis, then yeah, 3 times a night. When I see you, 3 times a night.
Okay.
Wow.
And if you can't hang, goodbye. I'm not wasting my time.
Girls got needs. I appreciate that. For being vocal.
Until it was the part where they're not around each other, I get that because I'm in a long-distance relationship, and we have some pretty strong runs.
3 times a day?
Oh, yeah. We've beaten that a couple times. But I haven't. But then again, you as a man, as a grown man in my 30s, I have to make sure my health insurance covers all those injuries. You know what I'm saying? You can't can't be exercising that much on a regular basis. You're going to tear your hip flexors.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to hang at all. Yeah. I feel like I would need to train for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like leading up to it, like 2 weeks in advance.
Have you ever done 3 times a day?
No, Chelsea.
Okay, just curious.
Max.
You know, we're all family here.
1.5.
Okay. Yeah. 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We've had a couple trips where we didn't leave a hotel room, so I don't know what the count was on that.
Oh, yeah.
But I know I felt victimized.
Victimized.
By my girlfriend, my lovely, beautiful girlfriend.
All right. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, download our app, radio.com, and make sure you favorite us and just keep in touch with us, man.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Welcome, Alexa, to the studio. Ready to answer your questions. She's mad sassy, so get ready for her.
She's ready to light people up. All right, this first question is from Lynette in Altadena. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about me taking away my kids' video games when they do poorly in school this year?
Oh, snap. How is this even a debate for you?
Oh, snap.
Why would you ever let your kids play video games if they have grades?
True.
You have to lay the law down on those little household terrorists. If you don't hold them accountable, who will? Really, you are doing them a disservice in life by letting them skate by without repercussions when they screw up and don't get their work done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them living in your basement and playing video games in their 30s? Nope. Nobody wants that. Lay the smack down now.
I used to get my stuff taken away all the time for bad grades.
She said, little terrorists. Somebody pens are like, yep, absolutely. They take over, man.
I mean, that's how that can kind of feel, right? If you're running around the house, they're screaming, making noise,
holding
arguing
you hostage.
With you.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You can't go out.
You can't negotiate because once you show any sign of weakness, they try to negotiate on everything.
Yeah, also, I feel like the kids need to get outside more these days. I feel like me and my friends, we were always outside riding bikes, and now with a phone and social media, everyone's like inside on their phones. And
you tell them, Chelsea, you tell those
kids. I really feel that way.
I agree. My mom said this the other day, we had a bunch of family around, and she was like, you know what's funny? Like, none of your cousins ever break bones or hurt themselves. I'm like, yeah, because they're all inside on iPads and stuff.
That's so
they're
true,
just getting
man.
Carpal tunnel by, like, texting too much.
We were falling out of trees when I was
I playing hide-and-go-seek with my entire block.
Know, right?
That was dope.
All right, this next question is from Vincent in Studio City. Hey, Alexa, do you like digital clocks or analog clocks better?
What?
Digital clocks are the only way to go. Why would anybody use a different type of clock? I hate those clocks that have arms that point to different numbers. They take forever to figure out. I don't see the point of using old technology when something new is out. Do you still rock a landline phone with an old school dialing wheel? Maybe you should drive your horse and buggy to school. Ha 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 ha. You'd weeb. Maybe. You would rather have old ass Siri mumble her way through answers.
Whoa, shot fired at Siri.
Wow. Yo, speaking about landlines, I kind of miss that phone. Like, we didn't have enough money to get a wireless home phone, so we just had like a 25-foot extension cord on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. From and the kitchen, right? The kitchen phone.
From the kitchen all the way to the room. Like, it was just like stretched out to the max. You had to do like limbo to get underneath if you wanted to walk by. That was legit. But then you knew, your parents knew you were on the phone.
Yeah, and
they'd
get on the other line. Yeah. Be like, all right, Chelsea, time to get off. It was like you're talking to your crush. And I'd be like, this is Dad.
The worst is when somebody would break the antenna off that old one that just had like the antenna you had to pull out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And someone would snap it off or be bent or be half there. And then you'd have like I remember my brother used to stick a wire coat hanger in it. Like
a genius.
Yeah, like the roof of an old TV, like a old TV antenna. So it'd be like hiding on the backside of the house so we didn't have to be 8 feet from my parents.
There you go, bro.
All right, Alexa, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Ready to turn it up on hump day?
Yeah.
Let's break out the smart cups energy drinks, pour ourselves some water in them, and get our healthy energy buzz on.
Buzz
go on? To smartcupsenergy.com and use the code SMART for 15% off your order.
That's right.
Wow.
Alexa sold out on us.
Girls getting paid.
Ridiculous.
Respect.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning to you. Whew, that was straight up fire. In less than 5 minutes, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to our AMP Takeover Not Scary Farm. And speaking about California, LA specifically, I want to bring up this question. I did some research on this. This is pretty cool. What do Beyonce, yes, the queen, and our city of LA have in common? Trick question. I know it's kind of difficult, but it's pretty cool what the answer is. Can you guys guess? Brian, Chelsea?
They're the best.
I was going to say something about single ladies. A lot of single ladies in LA. That was one of her hit songs.
Right?
She's not single anymore. I don't know. That's all I got, guys.
Those queens, you know? Well, the answer is that they both share the same birthday.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Oh. Interesting.
It was Bay Day. Right, the queen's birthday, and also our city of LA turned 237 years old.
Dang.
But it's looking great. Got some Botox. It's looking real good. You know what I'm saying?
It's really funny that Beyonce's so big that she can trump an entire city.
Exactly.
12 million people, like one of the biggest cities in the in the United States, but arguably one of the most recognized around the world.
Yeah,
Beyonce, it's Bay Day.
Now it could be instead of L.A. Day, right? So a little bit of history behind this, man. This was so fascinating. So L.A. was founded on September 4th, 1781, under the name of, and you know Latinos founded it. Listen to this. El pueblo de Nuestra Señora Reina de Los Ángeles sobre el río Porciúncula.
Which translates
to too long. That's why it's just
exactly.
LA.
Right, we really are trying to abbreviate that thing.
I know.
For the white folks.
Little second. So it translates to the town of Our Lady Queen of the Angels over the Porciúncula River, a.k.a. the L.A. River.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool, right? So the founders...
It was actually a river back then, right?
Yeah.
Not just a big old drainage
Not
ditch.
Just concrete. The founders of the city were 11 families who came from Mexico to the San Gabriel Mission and then created an actual city. There's a monument there right around Placita Olvera here in downtown L.A. area. And I want to share this because I think in the political environment that we're living in nowadays, especially if you're a Latino or somebody of color, you know, you can kind of feel like people are trying to make you feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way also growing up here in SoCal, being an immigrant from Mexico and growing up in Santa Ana and whatnot, being called a wetback, so on and so forth, being made fun of. And I just wanted to share this, especially for kids that are listening right now, that you feel down because you are Latino or whatever it may be. Just know you're part of the beginning of this amazing city of Southern California. You got to be proud of your cultura, your culture, your heritage, and be proud about being American and love our country of the United States of America as well. These are some of the families that founded Los Angeles. So if you got this last name, honk your horn. The Lara family, Mesa, Moreno, Rosas, Camero, Navarro, Villa Vicencio, Rodriguez, Quintero, and Venegas. So just take that with you as you go today and just be proud of that. Be proud of your roots. Be proud of where you come from and especially where you're going and loving this beautiful country.
That's what makes me want to do 23andMe.
Find out.
Like, I'm 1% Rodriguez. What?
Yes!
It's amazing.
But the beautiful thing about LA now is that it's a melting pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so amazing. But just wanted to share that with you guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Coming up next in less than 5 minutes, get ready to laugh. We did a nasty, nasty prank on one of our coworkers. His name's Joe Wow. You hear him every Monday. He does all of our drunk interviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. But the one you heard yesterday where he interviewed a girl by the name of Jordan, he was way more lit.
Right.
Than the girl he was interviewing.
Yeah, at the end of it, it sounded like the girl was way completely sober. Well, and J-Wow was just like, it was he was very lit.
Well, that's the thing. It's like usually we hear the tipsy talk call and everybody's hitting the text line. We're trying to find out who this person is, check in with them, see how different they sound. But that's the first time we've had a conversation on Tipsy Talk where I wanted to check in with him.
Yeah.
Like, how are you feeling today? Because you were the one. It was like he was making animal noise. Yes.
Check this out. Here's a little bit. Okay. Listen to how he was slurring, how late he was. Check this out.
Well, that's not the French Bulldog's mini call. Okay, what their mini call will sound like?
So I can't even do it. Like,
do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh my gosh.
He was so torched. So funny. Yesterday after the show, I called him and I told him that we were going to let him go.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no.
You got to hear this prank coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Get ready to listen to this nasty prank we did on our coworker, Joel. We love the guy. He goes out every weekend, interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Except this last weekend, hey, it was Labor Day weekend. He was way more lit than the girl he was interviewing. Check him out right here.
Well, that's not the French Bulldog's mini call. Okay, what's your mini call will sound like?
I can't even do it. Like,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
I mean, it's Labor Day. He's allowed to go out and get a little drunk, but it just is the first time we ever heard somebody, him interviewing someone that sounded like they were sober.
Mm-hmm. And he's on the clock. He's working, yeah. You know? So I called him, put him through some like psychological warfare, straight up, using words like disappointed. Anyways, here's the prank. Basically telling him that we're going to let him go from the show. Check this out.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Edgar. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Joel? Hey, man, you have a quick second to talk?
No, let's do it.
Is it on speaker, or can I talk to you kind of in private?
It's in private right now.
Listen, bro, it's real tough for me to have this conversation with you right now, especially because I saw so much potential in you, and, you know, from the moment that we met, you were like, hey, man, whatever you need, I'm there for you, and I saw a lot of potential in you, bro, and I'm just really disappointed right now, you know, because of what you've done. You know what I'm talking about, or no?
Is it, I was getting too lit, like, when I did the tipsy thing, tipsy talk thing.
Are you questioning it, or are you saying that's what it is?
Oh, I think, that's what it is, that's what it is.
You think it's funny?
No, it's not funny.
I don't know if you understand this, man, but when you're out there getting these interviews, you're working.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, you're representing us, the show, the morning show. Us, you're representing AMP, and by you being out there drunk... How does that make the show and the radio station look?
I should just be a little bit more serious about it.
At least be sober.
Yeah, like if I keep on doing it, I'll just stay sober and like next time.
Oh, don't worry about it. There isn't going to be a next time.
Oh, damn. Sorry, man.
I got called in by Kevin, our boss.
Yeah.
And he had a conversation, and I just had to defend you so they wouldn't fire you.
Oh, damn.
Because you're on the clock, bro.
I won't do that again. 100%. I won't do that again.
No, you're right. You're not going to do that again because you're no longer going to be doing the Tipsy Talk interviews. We're taking you off, bro.
Oh, damn. Crazy.
And not only that, man, from Latino to Latino, bro. You feel me? We don't get that many opportunities in media, you know?
No, I feel you 100%, especially when they put the Latinos and all that. You know, they let everybody down.
I mean, bro, you were interviewing the girl about her mating call, and she's like, and then you back at her.
That is true. I did do that.
See, you think this is funny, bro. You think
No.
And that's your problem, bro.
Yeah, it's not funny, but yeah, that was.
Do you remember the sound you made? What was the sound? What was the sound you made?
That's what I mean, yeah. My friend was like, hey, we got to focus on Tizzy Talk, so here's some drinks. And I was like, all right, cool.
You're going to blame it on your friend now?
No, it's on me.
Who was with you from work?
No, nobody from work. His name was Noel from Canoga Park.
That surprised me right there, too, bro. You should have ratted out your homies. That's insane.
No.
People questioned. When I told them, hey, man, I'm going to give Joel this segment, people questioned it. They're like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Now I look like an idiot.
True. No, 100%. Yeah.
Wait, you're saying 100% I look like an idiot? Did you just confirm?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I didn't confirm that.
And you might be taking some of my comments personal, Joel?
No, I'm not.
No, I want you to. I want you to take
it. Oh, you want me to? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, definitely.
If I save this segment, yummy, I'm going to try to do my best.
Yeah, there's no way that you can have this
segment.
There's no
way, huh? There's no way. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Is there anything else you want to say before we hang up? Because I want you to erase my number after this.
Just not apologizing to the morning show, and like I'm not going to erase your number.
I'm telling you to erase my number. There's no reason for you not to have communication anymore. You burned that bridge.
Oh, man. All right, then, man.
If there's anything you ever want to communicate to me with, just write me a letter, handwritten, notes, etc.
No, for sure. I'll try to write you a letter.
I need you to erase my number, send me a screenshot of it through somebody else's phone just to make sure you don't have my number anymore, please.
Cool. I'll send it to one of the guys that are here right now at the station.
You know the only thing you're good for, Joel?
Tell me.
You're real good for falling for this prank call, bro. This is all a prank. I'm just joking.
Oh, my God. I hate you guys now. You guys almost made me cry, man. You guys almost made me cry on the freeway. Bro, all the promo crew. Look. Wow. Do you know what hurt me the most? When you're like, delete my phone number right now. Delete my phone number. I was like, write a letter to me. I was like, what?
Wow. There it was. There was gosh. The prank. And Joel is live with us right now on the phone. What up, Joel? Good morning.
What's up, guys? Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
Like the fear in your voice.
I'm like red.
Wait, is it more embarrassing than the Tipsy Talk audio we just played?
What if that's not the French Bulldogs mini call? Okay, what's your mini call will sound like?
I can't even do it. Like,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
What's more embarrassing, Joel, that audio or this prank?
Honestly, both of them are embarrassing big time.
Man, sorry we had to do that, but we had to. You set yourself up. We love you. You're doing an amazing job, man. Thank you for all those interviews you do, man. It's a lot of work, bro. I know it sounds fun. Like, oh, yeah, go to the club, interview drunk people, but you put in the good work, man. We're all proud of you, Doc.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
And we don't want you to, like, go stone cold sober now, man. We want you to be funny.
Interesting, man.
Hey, now I'm scared.
Dude, I was scared. I feel like I've never heard Edgar be so relentless and cruel. What were you thinking in that moment?
And me, honestly, it was funny because we're like driving back from Morongo with the crew, so everybody was like turning up in the vehicle, and then like Edgar was like he texted me, he was like, hey, I gotta talk to you. I was like, oh man, this must be serious, because you know, when Edgar texted, he was like, hey, what's up, Hermano, what's up, brother?
Dude, so out of character for me.
Best part of the entire call was when you were ordered to screenshot a picture of yourself deleting Edgar's number and have someone else text it. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to get one of the promo crew guys to do it.
Write me a letter, a postcard, et cetera.
Oh, my gosh.
Send me a singing candygram.
And you did the mating call again. That's what I think is the best part.
Joel, we love you, bro. Oh. You're doing a great job, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. But I apologize, though.
Send us a letter, bro. Send us a letter.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Can you imagine being on a dating app and almost accidentally swiping right on your own mom?
Absolutely not.
Or your own dad.
Creepy.
You know, because this is the reality, right? We're going to get into that story in just a few minutes, but it's the reality, man. Over 50% of marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. So at some point in time, your single parent, single mom, single dad starts, you know, being back on the dating scene. And we want to hear from you the most awkward experiences you've had as a son or a daughter of having a single parent back on the dating scene. What have you come across? What has happened to you where like roles are now reversed and you're like, whoa, mom, really? Yo, come on, get a room or whatever it is, you know? Shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS. What happened to your homie, Brian?
Well, first of all, if you come across your mom or your dad on a dating app, it's not about swiping left or swiping right. It's about swiping that phone into a trash can. It can never unsee that.
No.
Just throwing that,
I'd have
bro.
To, like, I'd have to go back to a BlackBerry, like an old one with a little rollerball that doesn't have pictures on it.
Flip phone.
Exactly, man. So I was back in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. I was hanging out with my buddy, Joe. My buddy Joe, his mom is like, she's in her early 50s. Like, Joe's 30. In his 30s, so she's a young mom at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And she's been single for the last 5 or 6 years. And she's been hearing all this chitter chatter about dating apps. And here's the funny part. We told Joe's mom to get on dating apps because she's a good looking lady in her 50s. And she should be out there living life, having fun, right?
Absolutely.
So we were all hanging out. We're sitting on the balcony of my favorite dive bar in Atlanta, the Elbow Room. There's a bunch of us sitting out there. We're enjoying an afternoon. And Joe is swiping through Tinder. And Bumble, just, you know, just casually Tindering. And I, because I'm not on dating apps anymore because I have a girlfriend, I'm always hovering.
Oh, of course.
I'm always over the shoulder. Yeah. I'm always like, he shows me, like, oh, yeah, no, left or right.
Totally judging them for who they swipe on and who they pass on.
And he's just casually swiping, you know, just, and in the middle of conversations, all of a sudden he just stops talking. Like, just stops. Like, someone took the air out of him.
It's all ghosts.
Yeah, and he just stopped moving. And I looked over and he's like, get the F, no. And he shows it over, and his mother.
No!
Wow.
It's his mom. And so then I'm like, which way are you going? Like, as a joke, which way are you going? He's like, he just shut the phone. He's like, I don't know. Like, this is so weird.
Was it like a revealing pose, or was it like a seductive pose at all?
It was just to her. I mean, it was a selfie in her car. So that's, you know, like the good lighting in the car. And she, look, clearly she could take her picture game up a notch, but I don't really know if I can then critique the photos or the bio. But he just shut his phone real quick, and I'm like, dude, that's cool, man. He's like, I don't know. It's just so weird that we're both out there, like, in the pool. Like, I don't want to block her on this, and I don't know what to do. And just the look of, like, the reality of what we had created. Because that means that his mom has set the age parameters for, like, I could land me a dude in his, like, late 20s, early 30s.
Well, she probably likes one of your friends' friends.
Well, you set it for the age group you want, but that's just funny to me because then Joe realized like she could start dating a guy that's his age.
It also means that he's setting the age for her. So he wants to date an older woman that's the age of his mom. So that's a little weird too.
He's looking for a
two way street. That creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like he's got mommy issues.
Wow.
All right, so that's an awkward situation right there, right? We want to hear yours. What's been the most awkward experience you've had with one of your single parents, either single dad, single mom, all of a sudden going back on the dating scene? Shoot us a car, text 877-971-HITS. Brian, what are texts saying, bro, about this?
This is probably my favorite text I've ever read.
Wow.
On something like this.
Heck yeah.
My mom, from the 805, my mom divorced twice, gets on Bumble and Tinder, and now she's dating two guys at the same time. Both with the same names of her previous husbands.
Wow.
Plural. Which is weird for all of us kids when we go to say, who's she dating? We all get really confused. She says, whoever's first name. And that's like all the guys she's ever had in her life. But I guess she won't get their names wrong in the bedroom, right?
She's smart. But if she wants that relationship to succeed, she needs to change names on the dude,
really,
you know?
Funny. You just date nothing but Gary's.
Hey, Lily from Upland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lily, what's been the most awkward experience you've had with one of your single parents back on the dating scene?
I was on POF. And I found my dad's profile. And at first I was like, okay, cool, because I kind of wanted to read it. And it said on his profile that he didn't have any kids.
Oh, no, he denied your existence.
Wait a minute.
And what site was this again, or what app?
POS?
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, Plenty of Fish.
POS, okay.
Your dad's all fishing.
Your dad's looking for anybody and also denying the existence of his children. Oh, did that hurt a little bit?
Like, one of the photos, like, I took of him, and I was like, what?
At least you weren't, like, cut out of one. That would be worse.
didn't even give me credit for that photo I just took of you. So, did you confront him about this? What happened next?
I wanted to, but I was like, then he'll know I'm on it, and this is weird.
That's
like,
fantastic.
Like, I was dropping hints. I was like, you would never deny me, right? He's like, oh, yeah, no, never. And I'm like,
wait, you have those conversations?
No, I'm like, I'm proud of you. Everything is like, I'm so proud of my beautiful, smart, intelligent daughter.
All I do is speak about my kids.
Right.
So is he dating somebody right now, Lily? I mean, did that work?
Yeah, he found actually his wife, so.
Oh, that's good.
Does she know you exist now?
Yeah, right. You guys double date? Does she know who you are?
Yeah, he was like, after like, I think the fourth date, he's like, yeah, I do have a kid.
Lily, that is hilarious, but not really. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was funny. I was like, I don't care. Uh-huh. Like, should I put that I don't have parents on mine?
Yeah.
You don't have parents on yours?
Gold.
You're like, no parents. I'm rolling solo in this world.
Lily, how's your dating life going?
Pretty good. I just got a boyfriend a month ago.
Oh, congrats.
Have you told him about your parents yet?
Yes.
Lily, the way you said it is like you went out to the mall and purchased one. Yeah, I just got a boyfriend a month ago. Like, you know?
The boyfriend store.
Or she just went to the lake and caught one.
Hey! Get to catch them fish. Lily, love you, girl. Thank you for calling in. That's hilarious.
Thank you so much.
Mariela from Beverly Hills adjacent.
Wow, so specific.
A cute man.
She's like the corner of Pico and Robertson.
Culver City. Mariela, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Oh my God, I had to call you guys.
Yeah, so what's been the most awkward experience you've had with one of your single parents going back on the dating seat?
Okay, so I secretly swiped right on my best friend's dad. Like, totally. He's been my crush for so long. And he's like totally the hottest dad.
Wait
so
a minute.
I had to.
Did you match?
I did. And we've been on three dates.
No.
And my best friend.
And I'm guessing your friend doesn't know.
She has no clue. And I'm not even trying to tell her.
This is currently still going on, Mariela?
It is currently going on. I love the age difference. He's like he's like that young 50, like fit, no gray hair. Like he totally rocks 30. And there's no like weirdness going on with how we kind of match up.
Mariela, does he know that you're his daughter's friend?
Yes, of course. Of course. He knows me.
You guys, yes. You guys totally love the sneaking around stuff, right?
We love it.
Like, wow.
Chelsea, have you ever had a crush on your friend's dad?
No. Like, there's some dads we joke that are like good-looking dads,
yeah.
But I can't say I've ever hooked up or thought of hooking up with one.
You wouldn't swipe right on any of those dads?
I don't think I would do it, but
right?
I think that's hilarious. Do you sleep over there a lot? And, like, does she ever question things?
Oh, no. We haven't gone there yet. Like,
okay,
this is totally three dates of, like, three normal dates. Like, not too fast, not too slow, but we're having fun. Like, I have no plans on stopping.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what she'll say, but I'm just not going to tell her.
Well, you obviously don't care.
Yeah.
But, Mariela,
yeah.
Eventually, one day, you're cool with being your best friend's stepmom.
I thought about that. Yeah. I mean, that would be so much fun.
So
how
much
fun is that?
I mean,
if she, hopefully she feels the same
way.
Right. This is not right. You guys realize this, right? This is terrible.
I mean, it's not wrong unless, you know,
oh, wow.
You get that relationship going, find out that you guys really are compatible. Because when you tell her, you have to tell her in a way that's like, listen, we are a thing. You can't just casually be like, yo, banging your pops.
FYI. Mariela, thank you so much for calling
that's
in.
Great.
This is wild. Please keep us updated on where this relationship goes.
Oh, I sure will. Thanks, guys.
All right. You keep having fun out there in Beverly Hills adjacent.
Okay. Thank you.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Oh, man. Another Hollywood relationship bites the dust.
Mm.
And
darkness, my old friend.
It's very sad. And this one, you know, I actually reported they were a couple 2 weeks ago, so it's been very short-lived.
Wow. All right.
I'm talking about Noah Cyrus and Lil Xan.
Man, who could have seen this coming?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Look at him. Look at his cute little, like, face and his smile. And he's like the sweetest ever and treats me like a princess. And when I'm hungry, he gets me chicken nuggets.
Indeed, I really do.
And he tells me I'm beautiful like every 5 seconds of the day.
Is that where they messed up? He didn't get chicken nuggets,
maybe
he got chicken strips?
Maybe not the right dipping sauce,
you
know?
Millennials know what romance is.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it takes. These guys are, I mean, Lil Xan's got money and it's the nuggets?
Yeah.
He got me a Happy Meal.
Well,
I'm going to marry him.
When I ask him for it.
Yeah, and that was just 2 weeks ago at the VMAs red carpet when I'd interviewed them, and but over the weekend, their dramatic breakup has played out over social media. Let me break it down. So,
okay.
Lil Xan accused Noah of cheating on him. He posted the allegations on his Instagram story. Hours later,
that's where you do that.
Yeah, hours later, a crying Noah went on her Instagram story saying this.
Guys, the truth about it all at the end of the day is that things suck and that days are gonna suck, and that's just okay. I want you guys to know that you're good on a day.
Yep.
Oh, Noah.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's funny hearing 18-year-olds learn about life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's young. She'll get some perspective.
Yeah.
When we saw him on the red carpet, like, that much PDA, that young, talking about chicken nuggets, how much they love each other and all that stuff. Like, we all knew that was destined for disaster. But it's funny because she's sitting there telling us, like, it's going to be okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we know that. We're grown-ups.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The reason why he broke up with her is there's a picture that came out of her hugging another artist. And I guess he kind of said, like, no girl of mine will be touching a guy like that. And, I mean, in all honesty, I kind of saw the picture. I was like, it looks friendly. But, I mean, you never know. But the crazy thing is then Lil Xan went on Instagram Live or a live stream and told his followers that, in fact, their relationship was actually set up and it was all for press.
It
wasn't
fake.
Real. Well,
what?
That's what he's saying.
How dare you?
I thought what we had was real, but I guess it wasn't. You know, it was something set up by Columbia Records. Columbia set it up to boost everybody's pop more, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she went on into her Instagram live. It keeps going, guys.
I feel heartbroken over this. I really believe their relationship. Now I need a 20 piece.
Yeah. But then she's still going along with it that they were really in love. And she's saying that he actually cheated now, you guys. Oh, so God. Who do we believe? What's happening?
There's no more audio, right? Can we move on this one?
Yeah.
All right, good. I love that anyone would claim that Noah Cyrus needs the boost from Lil Xan. Miley is a monster star. Billy Ray is still doing Billy Ray. The whole Cyrus family is on television. I think Lil Xan's losing it.
But that's real, man. So that's, a lot of relationships are set up, just FYI.
Yeah, it's very true. All right, moving on.
We could set Chelsea up with a famous person then, huh?
Who would you set me up with?
Who
each get a vote. Who would you do?
Who would you set up right
one
now?
Of the 1D guys, for sure.
Okay.
One Direction. Oh, you mean Harry Styles.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we need the Harry Styles
Let's make it
boost.
Happen. We can do it. I could use a boost. I need to get my Instagram followers up. Anyways, because I got to beat Paul Flart. Anyways. Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
There is, in fact, a new dance challenge that is out there, you guys. It's called Do the Lilo, and it was created by none other than Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, nice.
You know, of like Mean Girls and that Herbie show.
And a bunch
show.
Of drunken meltdowns.
Yeah. So it all started because a fan caught Lindsay dancing while on set of filming her new reality TV show in Greece. The fan shared it, and it's gone viral. Basically, people are obviously same thing, imitating her dance moves. But the routine, it's really good, you guys, and I actually think we should give it a try. It involves a bit of a step touch, which is kind of like the Carlton, and then a hair flip, followed by a pivot turn.
Nice.
And it goes to this music right here.
Honey, this is how you throw a party. Amigo knows.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
But people do care because it's viral, you guys. Anyway, so we should definitely try it. We'll post it up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram. So send it to us. Send us. Use the hashtag. Do the Lilo and show us your Lilo. Okay? Cool. All right. You guys excited? No?
Let's wrap this one
Moving
up.
Moving up. And that's all for the Chelsea Report. But download the radio.com app and we'll catch you there.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This happened to our girl Chelsea right here. Went back home to Detroit for Labor Day weekend, and her childhood best friend got her one-on-one, busted a mini intervention on her. Now Chelsea is questioning this huge part of her life.
Yeah.
How did it go down, Chelsea?
So yeah, we were driving the car. This is my best friend since childhood. We've known each other for so many years. She's incredible. She's 3 years younger than me. But, you know, we're definitely in different places in life. She just had a baby. She's married. And I'm out here in LA, single, living a single life. But she turns to me. She gets really quiet in the car. And she turns to me and she goes, "Hey, Chelsea, I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
Whoa.
I really think you should consider freezing your eggs."
Whoa!
And it was like not right. what I was expecting her
it's
to
like
say.
A random thing that she's been thinking about. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Why?
And looking at the moment, what's the right moment to tell
exactly,
Chelsea she needs to
I
freeze
felt.
Her eggs? And, you know, it doesn't look like she's going to get a man anytime soon and procreate. So
I clearly listening to our show.
Yeah.
she needs you know, basically insurance.
Yeah. And what she said to me, she's like, "Look," she's like, I love you. I have no faith that like you're going to be the right person. She's like, "But I also know that you're so career driven and you want to have a family one day." And she goes, "You know, and I just want you to have a plan B," is kind of what she said. And at first, like, you know, for me, it's like, it's one of those things where I the more I thought about it, it was like, you know, I think that the scariest thing for me is actually admitting it. It is sort of admitting to myself that I'm getting older.
And, or
you know,
that might be a thing that you would have to do.
Yeah. And it's, but as us, as a woman, you know, you're kind of taught that like getting older is a bad thing. And, you know, I think you have coming to terms with it, and it's not, it's a positive thing.
Or like,
you know?
You have this expiration date.
Exactly.
Almost.
And there's
pressure.
That ticking clock.
But I do think that is legitimate concern though. I know that as people get older and they have children, you can have children. A lot of my family members didn't have kids, and my mom's sisters didn't have kids till they were like late 30s, early 40s. But there are risks when you're older, and it can be harder for people. So
yeah, Brian,
I think you had cognitive.
But my thing too is like, it's not like your best friend, like, it's not like you don't realize that. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's the real life of a lot of women that are listening to us right now. They're independent. They're professionals. They're hustling on their career, doing that thing. And things happening a little bit later, especially in SoCal.
Yeah.
Your friend's from the Midwest.
Totally.
She probably ran out of things to do and people to do. And That's why she now has a baby.
Yeah, she's 3 years younger, too, so she's looking at Chelsea like, I can't even imagine
exactly.
being that old.
And for me, like I'm, like I said, I'm very career-driven. I'm not dating anyone seriously right now. I'm 33 years old. I'm having fun. I'm dating, but it's like it's not at the forefront of my mind. But I have been kind of stressing myself out lately about it because I think the pressures of other people and people asking. So I guess I want to know from everyone out there listening, like, who has gone through it? Is it worth it? Like,
freezing
your eggs. I have so many questions about, you know, the success rate and just is it something that I really should consider doing?
I mean, you're not getting any advice from Edgar and I on that.
Like, yeah.
I don't know anything about freezing eggs, what the cost or how it hurts or anything.
Yeah. Do you go to a lab and then they freeze them and then you take them home?
You put them in an ice cube tray?
Don't mistake them with ice cube tray for sure.
Yeah. It sounds stupid, but as a guy, like I'd never mansplain the process of freezing eggs.
So if you've gone through an experience like this where you actually frozen your eggs, we would love to hear from you because Chelsea, you're seriously considering this.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely. Right? I think it's that time in my life where it's like now or never, you know?
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text.
Some interesting ones from the 818. There's really no need to freeze her eggs. My mother is a paternity doctor, and she told me and my wife they should only freeze eggs if you have a medical condition or an emergency, for example, like cancer, so you can have kids. Mm. And you can have kids up into your 60s.
Wow.
From the 310... How old is Chelsea? There are new technologies and so many advancements that having kids after 30 is not a big deal.
Right.
You should only freeze them if you want to have kids way later in life. I heard it's expensive. Then they said, I love my kids, but life with kids is very different. Kids are overrated at times. LOL.
She's like, I wish I could put my kids back in a freezer sometimes.
Well, just put them on ice for a little bit to go to date night.
Come out in 10 years.
I've had some of my friends, like one of my best friends just had her first kid at 40. You know, it's definitely there. Right. With technology these days, you definitely can have kids later, but the thing is that we forget it's not that easy to have kids, and I just don't know if I'm going to have a hard time then, so having sort of this plan B sounds maybe like a good idea.
Well, even 36 years ago, my mom was 40 and she had me, and I came out
I'm doing okay.
You know what, in talking about this, I have my good friend Nina, who I worked with in the past, and she's like a sister from another miss that actually went through this, and we have her on the line. Good morning, Nina.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, thank you for being on with us. So I was telling the crew that you're my sister from another mister. We worked together in NYC. And
yes, we did.
You have, you know, a similar career path to Chelsea in the sense of like you're both independent, hardworking women. And you went through the freezing of your eggs and the process. And Chelsea's now thinking about that and had some questions for you since you've been through it.
Yeah.
I guess for me, first off, what was the process like? Was it difficult? Was it painful? Can you kind of walk me through it?
Yeah, like at first it's kind of intimidating, especially when they're like, and here are all the needles and here are all the hormones and here's all the stuff that you're going to have to do. And, you know, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't drink. So it's almost like going through a mini pregnancy, but like not.
Right.
So, but to me it was worth it because, I mean, it's not an option. Kids have to happen in my world. And I also, like, you know, Edgar was saying that the way that we have chosen to live our lives, it's an insurance policy. I'd have to inject myself, you know, with different hormones at night.
Wow. That was like every day.
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
Every day. And it's only a couple weeks, though. So think about a couple weeks out of your life to fulfill a dream, maybe even a need, you know? And the scariest part, like, really is just injecting the needle for the very first time. Because you're like, But once you do it and once it goes in, you know, you kind of feel empowered. Like, I'm taking control of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm taking control of, you know, the things that I want to have. And even going in for that first appointment, because you have to go in. And before, honestly, Chelsea, before you even make a decision of if you want to freeze your eggs or not, there is a procedure. It's not even a procedure. It's like a checkup. Mm-hmm. They can tell you if you're even a viable candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And they can talk to you about your reproductive organs and how they look today. Because as a woman, our fertility changes. And it can happen very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So maybe right now you're fertile, but, you know, in the next couple of years, it could significantly drop. And you can't predict that.
Yeah. Two questions. One is, like, what kind of ballpark cost is it? Because I have no clue. I don't think none of us in here have a clue. And then two, what happens to the eggs afterward? Do they just stay in a freezer facility? I don't know. It's just so strange.
You pay rent. You got to pay rent for your eggs to live in a little freezer house. And, you know, the price varies. It's not cheap. I'm going to sound like a brat because I did it through the radio station, but I believe it's upwards of 15, maybe.
15,000.
Don't quote me on the number.
Wow.
Google it.
it's expensive.
And that includes how many years of rent? for your eggs to be chilling in somebody's freezer?
Mm-hmm. Well, the rent is a little bit more doable. It's like a mini payment of like maybe $40 a month or something like that, maybe less.
So again, the rent is on the side. $15,000 potentially is just for the procedure.
Wow.
And then how long are your eggs good till?
They're good until they get out of the freezer.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Dope. So this is the crazy part, though, because, like, I did it, and then I was like, okay, 10 years, they can live in their little house, and then I'll reevaluate. But then as you get closer and closer to that 10-year mark, you're like, well, what am I going to do with them? Are they going to stay there, or am I going to do something with it?
So changes your dating app philosophy. You're like, swipe right on everybody. I only got a year left.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a pact with one of your producers, Majestic.
Oh yeah, DJ Majestic.
I'm gonna remind him right now. But we have a pact. What did we say? I think we said by the age of Edgar. Do you remember?
You guys keep moving it back. But
We extended a lot.
Now it's 40. That I think either you're gonna get married with him or he's gonna provide you his swimmers to impregnate your eggs.
Right. He's gonna be my baby daddy.
Got you.
That's the way to go.
You don't have to remind me. It's in my calendar.
He's got an alert on his phone.
So when you go on dates, do you have to tell dudes, like, yo, my eggs are not cage-free, they're chilling in a freezer?
I feel like you wouldn't tell them that, right?
Nah, it sounds weird. A little early to be coming on with the
cage-free
talk.
Yeah, it seems like that kind of freaks someone out a little bit.
Listen, I don't even care. At this point, I'm like, babies are what I want. Are you in or you out? Because I don't have time to mess around with you. Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you what the success rate is? Because I'd be so curious to know.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that also depends on the person and the body and how many eggs and at what age they were harvested and all of that stuff. Mm. And the thing is with the eggs, even though they're frozen, you might not need them.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's more of an insurance policy because my hope is too that I'll be able to conceive without going to my frozies.
Mm.
But
it's like a peace of mind though.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nina, thank you so much. You've been so helpful and answered so many of my questions. I really, really appreciate it. And I'll probably be giving you a call to ask you even more. So,
Oh my gosh. Don't get sick of me. Anytime.
Thank you, Nina. Catching up, familia, about potentially freezing Chelsea's eggs. We got more from Calabasas. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are driving me crazy.
Why? What happened?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, my God. That was really hard to listen to. All these misconceptions and all this false information you guys are giving out. And I'm going nuts listening to it.
Break it down. Go, please.
We don't know anything.
I'd love to. There's so let me give you a little bit of background. My specialties, I'm a registered dietitian. I have my master's degree specialed in women's health. Mm-hmm. So all day, every day, I'm normally doing fertility, pregnancy, breastfeeding nutrition, and postpartum, which is pediatric.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts how much misconceptions there is. First of all, this is a huge booming business. So whenever there's money involved, there's obviously going to be persuasion and different opinions. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, I've actually had an OBGYN that didn't believe me. And I told her, I was like, I'm going to put you on a fertility diet. I'm warning you, you're going to be very fertile. She was 43 at the time.
Wow.
She didn't believe me that nutrition was more influential than anything else.
So I got
her pregnant at 43 and she had to have an abortion, which obviously I'm not going to say who it was, but she did not believe that she could be that fertile just by nutrition.
So you're basically saying
you're getting your body ready.
To Chelsea, you know, don't even so stress out about it because
your age does not matter. I've had 20-year-olds that are having fertility issue at age 20 and there's 40-year-olds that have no issue. It just depends on your lifestyle, your genetics, and your nutrition. So as long as when you get to the age when you're ready to have a child and you talk to somebody that knows how to balance your hormones through nutrition and notice how to tune in and make sure that you're eating correctly, your lifestyle's correct for you, and make sure that you're not doing anything that's going to cause inflammation or prevent you from getting pregnant.
Right.
I've even had clients that came to me after 4 or 5 times of IVF treatment that did not work, that we got pregnant within 2-3 months.
Wow.
More.
Thank you so much for bringing that side of things too, because honestly, we are what we eat, right?
Uh-huh.
So thank you so much for calling
in
and breaking it down from the nutrition standpoint.
Yeah, I hope it's pizza.
Yeah!
I was going to ask, what's the food that makes you most fertile?
Yeah, what is the food that makes you the most fertile? More, real quick, before
we wrap up.
Oh, it's
so much more complex than
that, but it's just not one.
I would say avoiding the inflammatory foods. So the big thing that I would say is the most inflammatory is dairy. That's a big one that I say. Once you eliminate that, you get much more fertile.
Pizza's out then.
Yeah, no pizza, no brie cheese.
Just keep us updated on your decision.
Yeah,
on
definitely.
Your decision,
it's definitely something I need to do more research on and talk to more people. But I really appreciate everyone's feedback, and I'll keep you guys updated for sure.
It's real stuff that women that are listening to us are going through right now. These decisions like that, you know.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ready to hook you up with the dopest moment of the day. And it was cringeworthy. It was so awkward, oh my gosh, but hilarious. So good, but before we get into that, I do want to hook you up with LA Food Fest tickets right now. We got two general admission tickets for the LA Food Fest going down Saturday, September 8th at the Santa Anita Park. All you can eat. These tickets are like $70 a pop.
Dang.
Just grub.
And you can make that worth it if you go in there with the right mindset.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Caller 9, you win at 877-971-HITS. All right, dopest moment goes out to our street teamer, Joe Wow. He's a coworker of ours. He sacrifices his mind, his body, his soul every weekend. He does interviews of drunk people out at the clubs and bars throughout SoCal for our Tipsy Talk segment, mm-hmm. right? And this weekend, because it's Labor Day weekend, he did an interview where he was way more drunk than the drunk person that he was interviewing. So we prank called him and basically telling him that we were letting him go from the morning show. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is him just being lit during the interview.
When I'm that. Not the French Bulldogs mini call. Okay, what your mini call will sound like?
I can't even do it. Like,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
I still can't get over that. I can't.
Do it, do it.
His voice went back to 13.
I know.
Just in puberty and whatnot. Anyways, here's the moment where I called him and basically let him know, like, I can't believe you were drunk. You were on the clock. You're representing us, the show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to let you go from the morning show. Check this out. Here it is. I'm just really disappointed right now, you know, because of what you've done.
I won't do that again. 100% I won't do that again.
No, you're right. You're not going to do that again because you're no longer going to be doing the Tipsy Talk interviews.
Yeah, crazy.
And not only that, man, from Latino to Latino, bro, we don't get that many opportunities in media, you know?
No, I feel you 100%, especially when they let everybody down.
I mean, bro, you were interviewing the girl about her mating call, and she's like, and then you back at her.
That is true. I did do that.
See, you think this is funny, bro. You think
No.
Do you remember the sound you made? What was the sound? What was the sound you made?
That's what I made, yeah.
I'm telling you to erase my number. There's no reason for you not to have communication anymore. You burned that bridge.
Oh, man. All right, then, man.
If there's anything you ever want to communicate to me with, just write me a letter, handwritten, notes, etc.
No, for sure. I'll try to write you a letter.
You know the only thing you're good for, Joel?
Tell me.
You're real good for falling for this prank call, bro. This is all a prank. I'm just joking, bro.
Oh, my God. Wow. I hate you guys now.
Oh, my God. Man. So good. What makes it, like, so much worse, though, is Edgar is, like, the nicest person. So you so coming serious. Down on him like that is so out of order. I mean, I feel like I would have reacted the same way. I would have been so upset.
He literally said, from Latino to Latino, we don't get a lot of opportunities in media. And he just goes, yeah, let everybody down, man. Like, in his mind, he felt like he let everybody down.
Every Latino, he's awesome, man. We love him. He does a great job. But I had to commit 100%.
Yeah,
it was hard because that's totally out of character for me. But you got to hear the entire prank. There's so much more that happened in this whole situation. Make sure you download the radio.com app, favorite 97.1 AMP Radio. You can catch our podcast there as well. So you catch the entire prank call with Joe Wow. We love the guy, man. I feel terrible, but it was pretty funny.
When I'm that. Not the French Bulldogs mini call. Okay, what's your mini call will sound like?
I can't even do it. Like,
do it, do it, do it, do it.
Oh my God. So mad we're playing this over and over again. So embarrassed.
Oh, good times. Coming up next, you got Yessi Ortiz taking over. And remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Happy hump day.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.